Good evening, Board of Trustees and Chancellor Gillespie and other administrators and fellow colleagues. My name is Renee Rodriguez, President of the College District Retirees Association. The letter that was sent out to retirees by the district dated March 4th has caused quite a stir among many retirees, some of whom I think you will hear from tonight and are hearing from tonight. The letter points out the $5,700,000 annual increase in health benefits costs that it faces for the next year if we remain with Anthem, Blue Cross, and Kaiser, but it does not state what efforts were made, if any, to try to mitigate these cost increases by negotiating benefit changes and modifications with Anthem and Kaiser. Further, we call into serious question the statement in the letter that says that a change to CalPERS would continue to provide sustainable, quality medical benefits. That they certainly do not match up to the quality of the current Anthem Blue Cross plans that retirees and active employers have now. To this point, the Retirees Association now formally requests that the Board of Trustees hold a special meeting to allow the Retirees Association to demonstrate how seriously the CalPERS plans deviate from the current quality benefits that retirees have with Anthem Blue Cross, and how short their offer falls by offering to reimburse Medicare premiums and to offer up to $1,500 annually to mitigate any increase in cost caused by going to CalPERS. I remind the board that 15 years ago, when the district unilaterally changed the quality of our health benefits, we filed a lawsuit against the district. When the court date was approaching, the board directed the chancellor to get serious about negotiating and settling this out of court, and we did in 2010. Retirees are holding their annual general meeting tomorrow, March 11th. And it is mainly dedicated to answering questions that retirees may have after the February 5th meeting, when the Retirees Association leadership presented to the general membership its review of the district's CalPERS health plans proposal. The Retirees Association leadership feels strongly that the district will have to violate contractual and settlement agreement language in order to qualify to go to CalPERS. I can tell you right now that if retirees are of one mind after the annual general meeting tomorrow, that the Retirees Association may have to one more time file a complaint against the district and perhaps an injunction until the legal questions are settled in court. Thank you for your kind attention.